I'm just wanting to talk about your book this morning that you've published. Can you tell me a little about the book itself?
Yeah, so the book is a nonfiction work of journalism called Highway of Tears, and it's about a number of disappearances and murders of mainly young Indigenous women and girls in Northwest BC along a section of Highway 16, which has now, you know, sadly been termed by the families to be the Highway of Tears because of the really high levels of violence and murders and disappearances that have happened there.
And how did you become interested in this topic?
Well, so I grew up there just in a rural area outside of a town called Smithers, which is actually about halfway along what's now known as the Highway of Tears. So this was something that, you know, growing up, you heard about it. You saw missing posters, you know, at the grocery store. But then sort of growing up in that world, you didn't realize that it was anything unusual, you know, until I got a little bit older and families really started advocating really strongly to get some attention and some action on this. And, you know, and then you learn that, like, no, this is not a normal thing at all. And it's caused by, you know, there's so many inequalities and injustices that are going on that make certain people more vulnerable. And you know, I just thought that was something that really should be addressed in a book form, and that the families, you know, should be able to have their voices heard, and that somebody should give a really, really hard look at what had gone on there. And so that's what I tried to do in the book.
Sounds like it became really personal to you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that, like, as a journalist, I've been working as a journalist for about 20 years now. And I mean, any story for me that, you know, is about something like this, like something really wrong in our society that's really hurting people, it's hard not to take it personally. And I don't think we should, you know, try and be machines as we work on these things, because you need that dedication and you need that commitment to see it through and to do a good job of it. And I guess the other part is, you know, I spent 4 or 5 years working on it. Some of the families I'd reached out to many years before and had sort of been in contact for a really long time. And then when I'd gone to them and said, you know, I want to do a book, and they were really, really supportive. And I spent so much time with people. You know, I walked the Highway of Tears twice with families when they were doing walks to raise awareness. And you know, so you get, of course, really, really close with people, and you see really firsthand the incredible damage to, you know, the individuals who are missing and or murdered, of course, but the families, communities, you know, how it all just sort of, the amount of pain is really, really tremendous, of course.
So what are you hoping that people take away from your novel?
So, I mean, I think a huge part of it is to raise awareness that this is going on and that there's big problems that need to be fixed. And that, you know, there's been many, many promises made over the years to address some of these things. And it's been very, very slow, if at all. And I think that we need to keep bringing that up and saying, you know, this should not be happening. And we need to fix this. And, you know, the communities and families have worked so hard. They've absolutely done their part. Now it's time for the rest of Canada to step up.